Have your thighs ever chafed? Chafe is no joke, but thanks to Mega Babe, it's also no problem. Mega Babe's Thigh Rescue glides onto skin so that chafe is a thing of the past. Experience what 10,000 five-star reviewers rave about at megababebeauty.com.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Carl's got his finger on all things Munster. The pulse of Munster. That's what they call him.
Nothing comes in or out of Munster without me knowing.
That's true. And there's some exciting news for... It began in Munster, but apparently now it's spreading across the country because it's changed since you told me about it first. So, but there is exciting news if you're a fast food slash burger fan. What we got, Carl?
Yeah, well, the reason it changes as we go on, because I have to do more research. You know, usually I just get all of my Munster news to start the day, and then I have to see if there's anywhere else in the country as well.
Connacht, Leinster, Ulster must just wait their turn. But go on, what did you hear? What are you excited about?
So there's a famous US burger chain reportedly coming to Ireland. They are coming to Ireland. When? We're not 100% sure, but they're on the way. They're looking at sites in three counties, which is Cork, Galway, Dublin.
Okay.
Now, you've been to America. You used to live in L.A.
I used to live in L.A. I got slag all the time for saying that.
Stayed in L.A. for a few weeks.
No, it was months.
Hello.
Hang, 3 months, right? I rented an apartment, right? I had to sign a three-month lease. I had a car from rentarec.com. Best place ever. Rent-a-rec. I had to get DirecTV installed, which is like, you know, their version of Sky.
Like, did you have like a number, like a PPS number?
No.
Oh,
no.
You did a J1.
You did a J1.
It wasn't a J1.
In your 30s.
In my late 20s.
Anyway, so then this might mean something to you.
Right.
Carl's Jr.
Yes.
You know it?
I do know it. Carl's Jr. is a burger fast food joint. It's, you know, it's exactly what you think it's going to be. But yeah, I've been to Carl's Jr. It's as nice as the other ones, you know.
Like what? In-out burger.
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
Not in-out. In-
okay.
In-N-Out. In-N-Out.
Well, we should come up with In-N-Out.
In fairness, In-N-Out is nicer, I think. I've had In-N-Out. That is nicer. Look, I'll be honest with you. I love a burger, but I struggle to tell you the difference between, like, you know, Captain America's, In-N-Out, TGI's,
Bunsen.
Well, no. See, that's what I was getting to. Carl's Jr., whatever. Then there's Bunsen.
Okay.
I think Bunsen is top of the tree. But Carl's Jr. coming is exciting. Because, look, it is fast food. I don't know if they'll bring the portion sizes with them, will they?
Well, I don't know. We're looking at the menu.
Menu, that's what it's called.
The menu, that's the word? Yeah. Mm. It's Friday, guys. And the calorie count on some of these meals,
would
they must be huge.
If you're walking into a fast food restaurant, you shouldn't be counting calories.
I know, I hear you. But it must be because of the size of the meals.
Yeah, no, they are big and fresh.
Like 2,000 calories.
There was one burger I saw this morning that was like 1,210 calories. It was like two patties with jalapeno poppers and blah, blah, blah. But like, it was stacked.
Yeah, they might at the start have their portion size, and then soon enough they'll scrimp and it'll just be...
Well, look, I understand people get very excited about this. Like when Five Guys came.
Yes.
Obviously there was like queues around the corner. Now it's just part of our fabric of our cities or our shopping centres, wherever we see them. Wow Burger.
Yeah.
Another good spot. You know, people like freaked out when they saw that. They were like, what's this? Go and try. And it's gorgeous. But like, you know, Wow Burger, Five Guys, Carl's Jr.
Five Guys aren't scrimping on their portions, I can tell you that.
No.
Did you ever get it?
I've got Five Guys a good few times.
The chips, man.
Yeah, they give you a lot of chips.
A lot of chips.
Peanut oil, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, peanut oil chips. But then some places aren't scrimping on the prices either. You know?
No.
Some places you can go in and it's good value. Some places you're like, whoa.
Yeah, Wow Burger.
Not much. Supermax, are you was worried at all? I need to know from the Supermax people. You worried about Carl's Jr.'s arrival?
Carl's Jr., does that excite you?
I'll tell you what excites me, right? It does excite me when things from outside Ireland come to Ireland, right? So love things like this, Carl's Jr. coming over. But I'll tell you the one thing I wish would make its way across the Atlantic. You know the hot dog carts in New York?
Yes.
Right? Oh my God, I don't care. No health and safety, rats climbing on them, pigeons pooing on them. I don't care. They are the most delicious thing in the world.
Oh God.
No, seriously, right? You walk up, you just go, because like, you get into it and you go like, hey, can I get a dog, please? And the guy's like, yeah, no problem. You want a drink? I want a drink. Give me the dog. You kind of be rude with the guys. You put the mustard on, he goes, you want onions? Yeah, I want onions. You put crispy onions on, you just give him, like, now I'm
a buck.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, there was a time when it was a dollar. That was a long time ago. But I'm sure it's like under $5. That's you sweet. Walk away with a delicious, super healthy. Oh, but yeah. I wish there were guys with those hot dog stands around Ireland. There was at one point on Baggot Street, outside the Baggot Inn.
Oh.
There was a guy who would wander, no, well, maybe not exactly, but he'd wander around Baggot Street with a cart. He wasn't just selling hot dogs, he had a few little bits, but I just wish those New York hot dog guys were there.
That makes so much sense, because you've had newfound love for this new chicken fillet roll place. You get your rolls, and it is not safe. There's no food safety in this joint.
It's just a guy
at a table.
Yeah, it's a table. It's like, basically, like, There's been refrigeration at some point, just not when I'm buying it.
Oh God!
You don't need to keep things in fridge.
How about Greg's? Oh, that's like, if Greg's came
Greg's
over.
Was here.
Yeah, but on the other side of it, is it just because I don't have Greg's? But I'd love if there was like a Greg's on Grafton Street around the corner.
You start counting calories in Greg's and worrying about how much like sausage meat is in your pasty. Get over yourself.
Look, I'm just health conscious, guys.
Emer, if you could have anything from another country come here, what would it be?
Well, I'm going to move away from food because there's enough there, quite frankly. I would love nothing more than if Sephora.
What's that?
So Sephora is like, it's kind of if you took Boots and the like cosmetics department of a, like a Brand Thomas or an Arnott's and put it into one. So they have their own brand stuff. It's all makeup and perfume and stuff, but they have their own brand stuff. You go in, it's... Oh, it's so good. It's all over Europe. It's not here.
Yeah, my wife loves Sephora. Everywhere we go to Sephora. And now, obviously, I have 9-year-old twin daughters. They just dream of going, because they watch their YouTubers going, guys, I went to Sephora and check out what I got. And they're like, where can we go to Sephora? I'm like, there's one in Spain. We'll go in the summer.
Because you can go and get, like, your really fancy face creams, but then they have their own brand stuff, which is pretty reasonable and really, really good. So, like, every time we go on holidays, like, if we're going even to London, because there's one there now, I, like, check a bag going home, because like, I want to buy liquids to bring them back, and, it's like Goodnight Irene, several hours in there.
Well, I was talking about the fact that I would love those New York hot dog stands, the ones you see. They're in all the movies. If you've never been to New York, you'll probably know what I'm talking about, but if you have been, you've definitely eaten a hot dog out of them. Katrina, though, has a new name for them.
Dave, I lived in New York for many years, and we called them dirty water dogs. That's what they were called. Still delicious, but dirty water dogs.
Dirty water dogs seems a little bit mean, but yeah, I totally get it. Listen, it's one of those things. You're not buying a hot dog off a guy in the street for nutritional value, you know. You just want something delicious. Five guys from Leash, lads. Not a Scooby, Supermax, McDonald's, that's it down here. Love a good burger, starving now, says Owen. Yeah, Owen, I know, look, they're around the place. You can find different ones, but yeah, you probably have to travel if you're sitting in Leash, all right. Pat says, Carl's Jr., oh my God, fantastic burgers, what a memory. Lived in LA 25 years ago and loved it. See, Pat lived in LA as well, guys. But there was a kiosk called Fat Burger. Oh yeah, it did exactly what it says on the tin. Welcome to Good Burger, home to Good Burger, can I take your order? That would be good. In-N-Out is basically a more expensive McDonald's. Five Guys is the best at the fast food burger, says Paddy. Yeah, everyone's got an opinion, all right, Paddy. And I mean, you're entitled to yours as well. I'm very excited Carl's Jr. is coming over. Tara wants something else, though.
Dave, what I'd love to bring back from the other country is sun. Just a bit of sun for a couple of weeks. That's all.
Wouldn't we all? You never know, we might get one. Naomi is on the line with some exciting news. Hello, Naomi.
Hiya.
So we're talking about Carl's Jr. coming over to Cork, Galway and Dublin, but have you heard rumours of another fast food restaurant coming over?
Yeah, there's a really good one coming. It's called Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A? Okay. Yeah. Now, I've heard of this in kind of American culture. And everyone seems to freak out about how delicious it is.
Oh, it's so good. Fast chicken, for sure.
So is it just fried chicken?
No, they're famous for their like chicken fillet burger and then their chicken nuggets. And then they also do like waffle fries rather than just like regular, you know, French fries.
Yeah.
And they're so good.
Right.
And they have this whole thing about like they only put one pickle on their burger and it's like a whole franchise thing.
Okay. Are you speaking from a position of authority or just you just want this to happen or do you know something?
No, I know this. My brother works in the headquarters in Atlanta.
So do you have dates? Do you have locations? Do you have any more information?
No, so the only thing I can ask, because I'm not allowed to give any details.
Right.
But I know that they're currently looking into a location in Belfast. And then they're looking at one in Dublin for after, for their subsequent.
Right. Well, yeah. Fingers crossed, just to try it out. We'll see what it is. Yeah. I said, I've only ever heard of it, but yeah, absolutely be dying to try it out. And have you got one dish in particular you'd recommend? The chicken fillet burger, maybe?
Yeah, the fillet burger and the waffle fries every day. And then the Chick-fil-A sauce. They do their own sauce on it.
God, I'm starving now.
Me too.
Naomi, thank you so much for the inside track. Really appreciate it.
No problem, you're welcome.
Bye.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.